from the old recorders I use all the time.
All right. Well, today's date is July 26, 2011, and I am here at the History Center with Mr. David Walker, and we're going to talk a little bit about his time with the county schools. And Mr. Walker, we'll just get started with basic questions, your name, when and where you were born.
Okay. Of course, I'm David Walker. I don't have a middle name. I had born, as you stated, my father was Howard Walker. My mother was Ethel Cruz Walker. Mm-hmm. They were both longtime school people. Mm-hmm. And then I had four sisters and two brothers. And raised here in Angelina County,
right.
You know, all my life. And and it was kind of interesting how I got... If you want me to, well, I got on the school board.
Right.
You know, some people came to me and asked me to run for chairman of the county, Angelina County School Board.
Okay.
And of course, my father had been superintendent, you know, for several,
right.
many years, and
right.
that was quite a bit for. So I went to him and I said, "What about this?" He said, "Oh yeah, run for it. They don't do anything but take care of the school buses, you know."
Right.
And that's what they did. They did take care of the county school buses.
Right.
At that time. And he was right, but he didn't realize, and I didn't realize, there were a lot of moves on to do away with the little schools.
Yes.
Or if he did, he didn't tell me.
Right.
And so I agreed to run, and then there was somebody else ran. His name was Horace Stubblefield. He's a nice fellow from Temple, but
yes.
he was connected with Dieball.
Yes.
And his nickname was Stubby. And he ran, and I realized then, as this came about, there's people got him to run because they realized some of the school districts, small school districts, going to start being done away with.
And right.
So people had a real strong interest in where those school districts, those little common school districts,
yes.
were going to go. But anyway, to make a long story short, I ended up getting elected, and Mr. Stubblefield and I remained friends even afterwards and during the campaign, although there were some people on the outside trying to stir it up.
Right, I'm sure.
But we did, and that's how I got on the school board. And matter of fact, I had a little file. I think this is when I was doing about the only thing in here. If I'm correct, I think that I was sworn in or something here in 1961.
Yes, I had
you may have that.
In the minutes, we have a record that you were elected in April, and then your first meeting to be president was May of 1961.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. And that's sworn in. I noticed that was sworn in by Tom Hampton, who was in the county clerk of Angelina County.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, okay. And that was from, and it stayed my term from 1st of April, 61 to the 6th day of April, 63.
Right, right.
And,
okay.
But anyway, of course, I got elected, and in the first board meeting I went to, I realized there was the board had kind of got an impasse.
Yes.
There were some people on the board, and especially involved Bald Hill.
Yes, yes.
Bald Hill, and the person who kind of lived in Bald Hill, and I'm sure his name is on there somewhere, but he made the statement, real strong, as long as he was on the board, there was going to be a school at Bald Hill. But there were a lot of pressure to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And also on the board was, at that time, was Morgan Flournoy, Bob Flournoy's father.
Right.
And he was wanting to do something.
Yes.
And I kind of agreed with his position.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty important being the chairman because I kind of broke the tie.
Right.
You know. And, to give you an idea about Bald Hill, there were very few students going to that school.
Mm-hmm.
It was a one, as I recall, it was a one-teacher school.
Right.
And as I recall, although there's nothing wrong with this except it just hadn't kept up with the times of the other schools, they still had outdoor toilets and cistern water.
Right.
You know, and it was so, the pressure was so bad that when a house would come vacant down there, some of the people who were wanting to do away with the school would rent the house to keep somebody from moving in with kids.
So the school wouldn't grow.
Mm-hmm. So the school wouldn't grow, and then most of the people down there transferred their children into Lufkin or Huntington
right.
anyway.
Right.
But But anyway, I broke the tie, and that was the beginning then. It had been a long time before any of the school districts had been done away with. And then once that was done, of course, there was a lot of, it wasn't easy because there were a lot of hard feelings and people out there. And we had Ms. Balch to go to everybody and fill out, you know, questionnaires where they wanted their kids to go to school. And you know, some said Huntington, some said Lufkin. But anyway, after that happened, well, then the other schools got in line more or less, you know. Then, and I don't know the order for sure, but then Fairview.
Yes, I think you addressed in that same meeting where there was the Baird and the Bald Hill with the competing petitions between these parents and these parents. At that same meeting, there was also Fairview.
And then Fairview, and then, of course, after Fairview was Beulah.
Yes.
And then Burke.
Yes.
And all those were pretty controversial. We got sued a couple of times.
Yes.
And I remember I represented the board since I had gotten to be I was a young lawyer then.
Right.
I was a young lawyer, so we didn't have to hire a lawyer.
Well,
I just represented.
That was good.
And I was really happy the first time I went to court on one of them. I went before Judge Moore, James Moore, who was also, he was the district judge.
Right.
Here. He'd grown up here and got to be a district judge. And that's when they had the district in the, for three district courts for three counties. And anyway, I remember his comments. He ruled in our favor, and his comments was in the courtroom, "Y'all are doing a good job, just keep what you're doing, you know."
Right.
It was better. It was good enough to win. And then,
right.
And then and then to him compliment us too. So
right, right.
I felt good about that.
Right.
But then, of course, after the Burke, that pretty well then that pretty well settled everything settled down.
Right.
And then after, I guess it was after my kind of second term there, that then I wasn't on the board, but then they began to move to do away with the county school board.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think that Gene Brookshire, who had been on the board, he took my place, chairman, and I think then he was chairman, and I think Claude Smithart took Gene Brookshire's place.
Right.
And they were friends of mine, and still are.
Yes.
Still are, and they're still living, of course. But anyway, that was a real good experience. But I credited Morgan Flournoy for having the push to start doing away, because he was, I don't know whether you knew Morgan Flournoy, but he was pretty strong-willed individual, kind of like my father.
Right.
And he didn't make any bones about it. The school needed to be done away with it. And
right.
I agreed with his position.
Right. It was difficult to compete.
Yeah.
Coming
well,
from
there
one,
was,
one school.
Yeah, we had, I guess that he was outspoken and to do something. And I agreed with his position very strongly. But then some of the others, they didn't want to do anything, and then some were just kind of sitting back. You know
right.
how that goes.
Right.
And that's just the way. Everybody were good. All of them were good people.
Right.
They were all good people, and they're looking after interest. And, of course, you know, it was an interesting sideline of all this. You know, my mother taught school down at Beulah.
Yes.
Do you know that? You know,
I think
that?
I saw the
you
records.
Know, she was one of those that, after having seven children, and she had taught before she ever got married, way back in the, oh, I hate to say those dates, way back in the, I guess, 20s, you
yes.
know,
mm-hmm.
In the 1920s. And then after we all left home, well, then she loved to teach. And she couldn't teach because she needed more hours, and you know, although she had taught years before.
Right. Rules
although
have
she
changed.
Couldn't drive, she worked out and went back and forth to SFA with a in a carpool,
mm-hmm.
And got her teaching degree at the age of about 59.
Wow!
And then she started teaching at Beulah.
Okay.
And I still see some of those kids that she taught, and they just tell me what a great teacher she was. And I know uh-huh. she was. She loved it.
Well, she loved it that much.
She did. She loved it that much. Mm-hmm. And like I said, some of the family had to drive her down, or the there was a two teacher school. And the other teacher usually picked her up.
Right.
Yeah. And and of course that school was done away with.
Yes.
And, but she was doing it. My mother was doing a fantastic job
yes.
down there. I know. But anyway, that was an area that And I was trying to think whether I let my term run out or resigned. I got to be city attorney, and then I resigned as city attorney when I got to be a judge, you know.
Right.
And
right.
I know I was city attorney got those figures somewhere from 65 to about 69, appointed judge in 69.
All right.
And then that kept me busy for 20-something years.
It's hard to do much more than that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's when I got to be a judge, when they divided up the district, made the 159th District Court,
right.
the first court for Angelina County.
Okay.
And gosh, that's a long time ago. I appointed by Preston Smith, you know.
Right.
A lot of people nowadays say, well, who was he?
That's right.
But,
with all those different schools that you named, Beulah, Fairview, it's obvious from reading the records and then from talking to other people that, you know, feelings were strong on all sides. And part of the problem, it looks to me, is that, you know, people knew when the small community school closed that it was a blow to the community itself.
And did away with their community.
One thing that struck me with the Baird Bald Hill is that they wanted to keep the school building as a community center, you know, trying to keep their community.
Yeah, that was, you know, these were people who felt strong about their communities,
right.
and they wanted to keep their community. They
right.
realized they lost the school, mm-hmm. their community would go down, but that was just the way things were working.
Absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and not just here, but all over,
yes.
All over East Texas, and I guess all over the state,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was the way it worked.
Angelina County lost its county school system in 1971,
yeah.
and then the whole state did away with that system in 1972,
yeah.
and so it was.
I remember when we had some of the hearings on the Burke area, that it filled up the courtroom. They were standing room only. And this mm-hmm. was, we used the district courtroom, and it's a large courtroom if you're familiar with it.
Right, yes.
And it filled it up. People were lined up in the walls.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had, we took testimony from various ones, and of course, some of the testimony was, you know, why it'd be better to go to Lufkin, and
right.
why it'd be better to go to Diabol. And I remember some people testifying, you know, that there were certain courses taught in Lufkin that weren't taught.
Right.
We heard all that.
And then, you know, the representatives from Diabol defending
right.
their school,
right.
Saying
right.
what they
right.
thought about their school.
Yeah. And I guess it overall worked out for the best after it was whatever we did on various schools and mm-hmm. whatever the school people did. It seemed like that the people adjusted to it pretty well because
right.
I didn't hear of any long lingering criticism.
Right.
I probably would have.
You would have heard.
There was criticism at the time, but
right.
the people mm-hmm. were pretty good about adjusting to it, and that's always good. You know, a lot of times wherever you sometimes decisions are made and people just seem like they never can adjust to it.
Right.
And certain situations, but all those schools, I seem like it. Everybody finally adjusted.
Yes.
And it didn't take too long. They,
right.
They adjusted pretty well, and
mm-hmm.
and that was good for the students as well as the communities
yes.
as well.
Yes.
And like you said, a lot of them made their schools a community
right.
Center and that mm-hmm. sort of thing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I know when Beulah joined Diabol, they made sure there was a representative from the Beulah community on the Diabol school board. For a while, and Marshall Capps was that representative, and I know he, from looking at Diabol's records, was very insistent on making sure the people of Beulah were not forgotten and were represented in the decisions in Diabol.
Well, and you know, there's a farm road from Beulah that went right into Diabol.
Right.
I forget that number. It may be 1818.
It's 1818, yes.
It comes right into Diabol.
Right. Yeah. So it was easy to get here.
Yeah, right.
And that was also with closing the schools in the 60s, that was when integration started. And so there was a lot of upheaval just all around in the school systems.
And yeah.
Marshall Capps joined the school board in 1962 in Diabol, and then the next year integration really started in Dyball. So
they started first, I think, in Angelina County.
Yes, yes. And there's not really anything in the county school records about integration.
That's right. We weren't really, we didn't, that didn't really come up.
Right.
Sure didn't. Yeah. Yeah, I know it, I was aware of it because I had children in school when the integration took place.
Right, right.
I had, I have five children, and I had I had two that were either in high school or going into high school
right.
at the time of integration.
In Lufkin?
Yeah, in
yes.
Lufkin.
Mm-hmm.
In Lufkin.
And that was a few years later.
Right.
Late 60s, early 70s.
Right.
And so it was a, lots of controversy all around.
That's right. That's
in,
right.
In many yeah. issues with regards to the schools.
Yeah.
There's also, as we've looked through the county school records, not just from your tenure, but we have them from the early 1900s, there's not a lot about the African-American schools. And we know they had them because every now and then they're mentioned and we have memories from people who attended them throughout the county. But we've not been able to find any records of how they were managed. Do you know if there were separate records kept or if they just were...
I don't know if
nobody really paid much attention to them.
I don't know. I don't mm-hmm. know. I don't. I don't know. I guess it. I really mm-hmm. don't know.
Right.
I know a little bit. You know, how my father, he went around to those schools.
Yes. And,
but you know, of course, I was on the county board just during Miss Balch's term, and she had taken over from Mr. Balch. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know mm-hmm. if they kept their own records or
right.
if they made any particular records or not.
Right, because they're in the census, mm-hmm. you know, each year when each school was, there are this many students in each school, they're listed.
Yeah.
But so we know they were there, but there's no, yeah. not the same records that were kept with some of the white schools about repairs done or
yeah.
teachers paid or different things like that. We don't have as many records.
And, yeah, and the majority of those people are all dead now.
Right, right, right. And, of course, once districts started becoming independent, you know, those issues wouldn't have been really yeah. in the county school. The most well-known of the black schools in Angelina
yeah.
County are, of course, in Lufkin. And so
yeah.
I guess Lufkin would have kept those records if there yeah. were any records. So that was when we were doing research on county schools, trying to get a picture of everybody in the county, it was hard to see
how those
were. I
imagine you're about the most knowledgeable one around now of county school.
We have gone through all of those records
yeah,
several times.
I know, everybody I served on that Angelina County board, I'm sure did. I remember some of them died while they were in office there.
Mm-hmm.
When I first said the one for Savala, he died, and we got somebody else. And then, but anyway, Gene Brookshire. Eugene Brookshire and Claude Smith are still living.
Okay.
They served on the board.
Okay.
And because they're friends, I still see them. But I think everybody else that I served with are deceased. And
right.
I'm almost positive they are. And mm-hmm. I ran into a fellow who used to work with my mother. He, I guess, was the principal in my mother's house. I believe I want to say his name was Mann, but I'm not sure of that. He had been a county judge in Woodville.
Okay.
And then he came up, and he ended up teaching up there because my mother, I think he's still living, but he's pretty
right.
pretty old, too.
Right.
He lives in Woodville.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
But
I, you know, I don't know of a whole lot, more I can say about the County School Board, except that I remember that there was a, Dr. Forrest served on there. I believe he was a Dr. Forrest.
Yes.
I don't know if he was. And he was real, real ill and feeble when he was on there.
Okay.
And I remember he just kept wanting to be on there.
Right.
And we had to kind of talk him into retiring.
Right.
And gave him a retirement party.
Right.
That.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was
And I forget who took his place for
right.
sure, but.
As far as other things the school board did with besides consolidating and dealing with student transfers, the transportation.
Yeah, we spent a lot of our time.
It seemed to take a lot of the meetings.
We had complaint about school bus drivers. We had to take those up, and we had some. I remember we had a lot to do with their pay.
Somehow. Right.
Mm-hmm. And we spent a lot of our time actually with the school, with the transportation.
Right.
They call that the unit road system. No, it was a county term. What did they?
I have written down they call it the county unit system.
Yeah,
I guess.
Unit system. Yeah, that's what it was.
Right.
Unit system, and then later, of course, when they started talking about doing away with the county school, then they put those back to all the schools.
Right.
But yeah, that was a big job when I was on there. Right. Was taking care of the school bus. And I remember sometimes we gave raises to the drivers, sometimes we fired somebody.
Yes, that's in the records as well.
Yeah, and we fired somebody, some of the bus drivers and stuff.
And it seems like you were, even though some of the districts in the county were independent, you were still responsible for at least part of their transportation.
Right, that's right.
Buying buses and managing routes and,
that's right.
and things like that.
Yeah, that was a big part of our time was spent.
Yes.
and I guess that other than that was the main job they had, other than when these decisions came up. And of course we also were involved in transferring students.
Yes.
We had to okay that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some of the school districts didn't like us transferring students, you know, took away from their schools.
Right.
And I remember we got a letter to complain or something about that, but
yes.
I was always very much for transferring the kids who wanted to go to another school,
right.
And they're willing to pay the price. You know, it cost them, you know, I don't know, like $15 a month or something back then, and of course, which was more money. You know, that's like $50 or $100
right.
now.
But I
was always wanting them to, if that's what they want to do.
Yes.
But I could realize the school that they were coming from sometimes objected to that.
Right.
I remember I got a letter or something about that one time. You probably got that letter in there.
Probably.
Yeah.
I know it with Beulah and several of the others, you know, they knew that when they lost students, that would have a harder time staying open.
You probably got that, Mr. Pate, complaining about us transferring, in effect.
Okay, most of what we have are the official records. We don't have a lot of correspondence or anything like that.
If you want that, you can have it.
Oh, okay, thank you.
This is a letter relating to some of our hearings, you know. You have that.
Okay,
thank letter
you.
To me.
Yes, I knew. I saw it one place where somebody had to go to Austin and defend the decision that you made.
This was a hearing. Yeah, this was probably in Austin, the hearing we had. Let's see. Well, it relates to a hearing, and then I don't know.
Right.
But I was going to find
Look at those.
That's about to hear if you want to.
Okay. We can.
That's a hearing. Not a hearing there. I don't know.
Mr. Pate and Bible.
That's where they're running down children. That's copies of that. And I'm sure you have that. You have that. For some reason, I ended up with that minute there.
Yes, you do.
And I'm sure you have some of the lawsuits and stuff.
Yes. It seemed that you had the same lawyers.
Sumner Williams represented, and then Parker Max Vicker was
yes,
one.
Yes, all the different schools had yeah. the same lawyers.
Yeah, but they're both dead. Parker's dead. He just died about a year ago.
Okay.
But Sumner Williams has been dead about 20 years.
Right, but they were obviously interested in the schools and
yeah.
willing to
yeah.
represent families.
Yeah.
It one thing we've seen in the records and talking to people is that the students in Angelina County always had a lot of people very concerned with Angelina County was always very concerned about the schools.
Yeah.
The people were wanted the best for their children and
yeah.
throughout the whole history.
There was a letter that contacted me when I was missing, but that kind of gives an idea about my feelings of the transfer of the children. That's good.
Okay.
You can have
thank
that if
you.
You want. I don't need any of this. The rest of these, I think, relates to the lawsuits, which I'm sure you have.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. We appreciate that.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. You know, I used to pick at my daddy, you know. I'd say, Daddy, you went and told me there wasn't anything. I've been sued twice.
That's right.
And I've had all these hearings, and people are mad at me.
Well, he knew you could handle it.
Oh, well. Oh, he thought that was funny.
Right.
Knowing Daddy, he thought that was great.
Right. Right. And let's talk a little bit about him.
If you wouldn't mind.
We know that he was county school superintendent here in Angelina County twice,
mm-hmm.
26 to 30, and then 34 to 38.
Right.
And he was a longtime educator through
yeah,
all the different things
before
in his
that.
Life.
That's right. Taught over in Louisiana. He taught. You know, you've got some of the picture, I think, where he taught out here and around. Dunn School or
mm-hmm,
Bethlehem
right,
or somewhere.
Right.
And he taught, and then he taught in Louisiana, and then he taught over in St. Augustine.
Right.
And then I think he came back to St. Augustine, and that's when he ran for county school
mm-hmm.
superintendent.
Right.
And of course, I was just a child when he was county school, but that was in the old courthouse.
Yes.
Remember, if you've
yes.
got pictures of the old
yes,
courthouse.
The old courthouse.
I remember I was a kid, I'd go down there and, of course, could go up the stairs, you know,
right.
and had the dome.
Right.
And
I know you were just a child, but do you
yeah.
remember any of the issues that he dealt with or any yeah. memories of that time with him?
Well, I remember, the elections, you know. I
yes.
remember the elections, they were a contest, and that's back when they, you know, that was a big political job, you know, and there's a lot of people, you know, back then, it wasn't any television, and
right.
there wasn't any, the communications weren't like it was now.
Yes.
And people went to these speakings, you know, and the
okay.
pie suppers and stuff.
Right,
the
right.
The old days of the pie supper.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as a kid, I went to, those, you know, those events, you know.
Yes.
But the speakings, you know, not just hundreds, but thousands of people turned out for those mm-hmm. speakings, you know.
Right.
But I remember that part of it,
mm-hmm.
that part, because us kids passed out cards and stuff.
Right.
You know,
you were part of his campaign.
That's right. That's right. Then it turned around when I ran for judge, you know, or at least I got appointed. And then I had an opponent. He passed out cards
right.
for me.
Right. Well, that was good.
Passed out cards for me, you know. But, yeah, I remember the, I don't remember the school issues back then.
Right.
But I remember the, him being in office, and I remember him, campaigns and the elections.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of came full circle. He was one of the ones who started looking at consolidating some of the smaller
right.
schools.
Right.
And
right.
Recognizing that
yeah.
even though he was a product of the small
yeah.
schools
yeah.
in Angelina County, and then all those issues that you dealt with when you were on
yeah.
the school board.
Yeah, I've got some pictures that apparently I don't think somewhere he. The class he taught, but I noticed one picture, you know, that you have there doesn't just have him in it. It's also got my uncle.
Yes, this was, we think, when yeah. he attended school at Cordova
yeah.
Springs there.
Yeah. See, there's my Uncle Claude.
Okay.
And here is my, Gina and Aunt Maggie's in there. Trying to think. Yeah, Gina Walker, and
right.
then there's and Maggie Walker.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I think this is Maggie, and I think this is Gina.
Okay.
I have to You know,
right.
And that's my Uncle Claude.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at that time, the family lived up there in the northern part of the county.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and of course, Daddy never did really go to formal school. You know, he went to Redtown some, but then later, you know, he was taught a lot by his mother, apparently. But then he went to Sam Houston University, you know, and then he later went back again. Mm-hmm. He got a couple degrees from there.
Right.
My mother also went to Sam Houston,
okay.
You know. Yeah.
Okay.
But she didn't get a degree either, you know. And,
right.
Then he later went back and got a degree, but yeah. But both of them loved school teaching. They really did.
Right.
Yeah.
And then... I guess later in his life, he was concerned with preserving the records of the school and of the counties.
Yeah, that was his big hobby. That was his big hobby after, you know, he'd kind of basically retired. He went, after he got a school business, he was kind of real estate business and kind of the appraisal business and then buying right away. And that was his last thing, really. He knew so many people and he loved people that the counties and cities and highway department were instrumental in him helping buy a lot of the right-of-ways for the various highways and streets and stuff where they widened them. And he even did that in some other counties besides Angelina County. But he was always interested in school.
Right.
And his hobby was getting those school records.
Yes.
And he loved to, and he found a picture, somebody would get him a picture of one of the schools, you know. And
yes.
He was real proud of it. He'd have it framed, and he would, you know, show it to me and other people, you know.
Right.
Because he remembered that school, you know.
Right.
And, you know, and he was, he kept up with schools, and he was very knowledgeable about the little communities where the schools used to be.
Yes.
And I'd be with him in a car and other people too. You know, he liked to ride around and get people. But when I was riding, he'd point out that, you know, son, right there's where such and such school used to be. Well, there's nothing there but trees or a vacant lot or something now.
Right.
And I said, are you sure, Daddy? And then he could start telling me who the trustees were. And sometimes I would know them, you know.
Right.
And,
well, if he had to visit all of the schools, we have one of his books, just one of them, where he recorded all of his visits to all the schools to make his reports, and he had to go, and he's really honest in his assessments, some of them pointing out where the teachers weren't doing maybe what they should be doing, or the facilities were bad, and we like his, because we're in Dieball here, we like his assessment of Dieball, where he writes that it's the best school that he's visited that year. But he was very honest in his assessment.
Yeah, and I'm sure he did a good job because, you know, he liked what he did. You know, there's no question about that. He liked what he did. He liked that kind of work, and he liked school work. And like I said, he'd kind of got his the hard way. He never did go to a regular school. He went to a school up in Redtown. He stayed with the sheriff, you know, because they lived over in Crawford Creek Bottom or somewhere.
Right.
And he went up and stayed with the sheriff and went to school up around Redtown.
Right.
And then, you know, and later goes to Sam Houston and doesn't have all the formal education to even go to college.
Right,
you know?
Right. But he was obviously motivated and self-taught.
Yeah, and he was always a hard worker, too.
Yes.
You know, he worked hard at everything he did.
Yes, he had a lot of life experience.
Right, After he got out of Sam Houston in World War One, he wandered out to California, you know, and he kind of got into building a... I guess it'd be one of those large high lines, you know, electrical.
Yes, yes.
And did a lot of surveying or got into that. And then, of course, after he and mother got married, well, of course, then they got back in the school teaching business.
Right. A little bit more stable.
Or before they got married. Mm-hmm. They came back and got in the school.
Right.
Yeah.
And was your mother from Louisiana?
No.
No?
No. She was from Angelina County, but basically she was from Woodville area.
Oh, Woodville, okay.
She was a Cruz, and there's an old Cruz cemetery down there, and she did a lot of work on the family, and I don't know if you've ever seen one of those on the Cruz side of the family.
No.
He mentions it, I think, in his book, you know, that book that he...
Yes.
You know. But she was, but her, when she was about sixth grade, or no, When she was in elementary school, her folks moved up here to Angelina County. And actually, my grandmother and grandfather lived out on the, Old Union Road.
Okay.
You know where the Old Union Road is?
Yes, I do.
And some of the her heirs are still out there on that property.
Okay.
And most of Mother's family are buried in the Old Union Cemetery. Now, she's buried in the Garden of Memories, but her mother and father are buried in the Old Union Cemetery.
Okay.
And she's got several aunts and uncles and cousins buried out there. She had a pretty large family. But her folks came from the Woodville area, and she was still related to a lot of the people down there. And she did a history on her family, which I have. It's out of date now because since she died.
Right.
But hers was very accurate. She was more particular about things than my daddy was.
Right.
And that's the reason I knew she was such a good school teacher.
Yes.
You know, she was really good.
Good,
but yeah, she was from this area too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Been long time family.
Right. Right. Like I said, her family moved up here when she was just in elementary school.
Right. Okay.
But they came from the Woodville, which still is East Texas.
Yes.
That's
yes,
right.
It is still.
Yeah.
Still deep East Texas.
Yeah.
Then, yes. Well, good. Let me see. Covered everything. One more issue from the county school board minutes that we don't know much about. Right before you came on as came on the board, they closed what's referred to as the Veterans Vocational School. We haven't really seen any other references to that, and I'm assuming it was something set up after World War II.
I don't know.
Sort of GI Bill-ish or something like that. But
I don't recall.
There were some issues with the equipment after the school closed, you know, selling the equipment and who to give it to. But
I don't recall anything about that.
That's fine. That's fine.
I should, but I don't.
Well, that's okay. That's just the only reference we've ever seen to it. And so we were we were curious about that.
Right.
And, and I think we've covered most everything, the consolidation issues, the transportation issues. With transportation, there were several meetings where buses between Redland and Lufkin were an issue, particularly with the Rivercrest community, community they should belong to, and if can the buses get down there. And
I remember there was a boundary dispute between Diboll and Lufkin, too.
Yes,
and we have to resolve that.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I've got that. I remember I have that.
Okay.
You probably got that, too.
Yes, I believe we have
those. The field notes where they redrew the line.
Yes, yes.
And I remember that took a lot of work on that because it was kind of a... Of course, we worked on that a good while.
Right, right.
But that was also a boundary issue between Diboll and Lufkin.
Right.
That we have resolved.
Right. And then also some issues between Huntington and Zavala, where the line should be and where students should go.
I remember something about
which
that.
Which direction.
I remember way back there, there was a lot of talk that Huntington and Zavala ought to combine. But, you know, now they've got pretty good school districts.
Yes, they do.
I'm really impressed with Zavala building that elementary school.
Yes, I saw the photos in the newspaper. It looks like a nice school.
You know, it's really strange how their new schools kind of came up. You know, the other old school, which kind of probably built by the WPA or something.
Right, yes.
And, it burned. You know, it was arson. You know, some kids got in there. I say kids, they were adults. But, and they robbed the office there.
Mm-hmm.
And to kind of hide the evidence, they were all drunk kind of. They burnt the place, and then that's when they had to pass a bond issue and raise taxes, and they built that. And they had a lot of problems down there getting people to go for that. But I'm really proud of them. Now they've come along and built a new elementary school.
Yes.
So I'm really proud of them. Because I remember that had a hard time there when the other school was burned. They had to to go in there and build a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I was a judge that sent some of those to the penitentiary for burning it, you know.
Right, right.
So.
Well, they had some issues, I think, with Huntington as well, with parents wanting their kids to go to Huntington.
Right.
And one of their arguments against transferring land out of their district was that within the McGee Bend dam went in, what was then called the McGeeban Dam, they lost a lot of taxable land.
Yeah. I remember that coming
and
up.
So
too.
They,
yeah, they
didn't
did.
Think it was fair.
yeah, they did lose a lot.
And a lot of that also would have been company owned land.
Yeah.
And that was also an issue with transferring land, I think, in the Fairview situations and in Huntington Zavala with
right.
Southern Pine
right.
not wanting to transfer to a different district. So,
right.
Well, I think those are all the questions that
okay,
I have for
I
you.
Know,
if you have anything else you'd like to say.
I wish I had a better memory. Maybe I could tell you some better stories or something. That,
well, that's all right. We're... you know, just trying to get the
yeah.
full picture here.
Well, I just remember that, like I said, it was real interesting. It was real, the whole thing, as you look back at it, the parents and those people were very concerned, those communities, because, like I said, had those here and filled up the courtroom, and that's a big courtroom.
Yes, yes.
And then the greatest thing of all to me is that whatever decisions ended up being, the people accepted it and went on. And,
right.
No long-term... hard feelings that
right.
I'm aware about.
right.
And, you know, that speaks well of the people when they can accept it and make
yes.
the best of it and go on,
yes.
know, I think.
Yes, it does. It does.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mr. Walker.
Okay. It's nice to visit with you.
It's nice to visit with you as well.